This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
I mean, Owen, we don't make ourselves victims. We're not victims. We're targets. We're revolutionaries. We're changing the world. But you're now on Media Matters sites. You know, they want to take down Facebook pages with your show. They want to take you off Twitter because they say you brutalized, you dehumanized a just innocent, loving family of African Americans. And here comes Meanie Owen, and he just starts calling them, you know, in the cult. After they knock your hat off, after they get in your face, after he pushes you for no reason, no matter how great it is that blacks' unemployment is lowest ever and how wonderful Kanye West is. Oh, wonderful, love the Smithsonian black history. Man, you are. And then Soros' goons edit that. They think, man, they're incredible. Can you imagine if we didn't even have a platform, how much worse the lives would be? That they would say that you had murdered that family.
Well, thank you for allowing me your platform to actually get the truth out. But, Alex, this is exactly what they do to you, and this is the next-level deception. Beyond just the editing of the video where they don't show the full video in context, and then they just basically show me responding to them getting aggressive with me, but what are they trying to do now? They want to ban the actual source of the video so that you can't go see the original video and know.
That's right. That video's on that page with hundreds of thousands. Oh, that exactly.
Yeah. So that's the other target here. The target is, okay, let's deceptively edit a video and then lie about the individual, but then let's deplatform the individual and get rid of the actual source of the video to begin with. And so that's kind of their little ball game that they like to do here. But you know, Alex, the funny thing is that Media Matters are the real racists. They show it in this article where they assume these people are all.
Well, they're run and funded by a literal Nazi collaborator.
But here's the thing, Alex, I don't talk differently because there's a black guy standing next to me. You know what I'm saying? I don't talk differently because there's a Mexican guy standing
next to me. I remember I called you that morning and I said, hey, great job at the walk away, but I want you to go around town and shoot some reports. And you went around and shot like 10 reports. And, oh, it's the Smithsonian. Talk about this.
And of course, there's going to be...
Oh, it's cultural appropriation, because these people obviously are leftist racist. They've been taught whites are bad by MSNBC and CNN. So they think it's so weird to hear a white guy saying how great Kanye West is and how great black unemployment is and how proud this revolution is. So they can't have that.
Well, I think I should actually... I want to thank CNN and MSNBC and ABC and Media Matters and CBS and NBC for labeling us as racists and KKK members falsely and dehumanizing us and engaging in massive defamation of us. I want to thank the fake news out there, the enemy of the people, that has put a target on our back for people like this. I don't even get free speech. You know, I can't walk around and say, hey, America's doing great. We got the jobs numbers up. I'm outside of the African-American history of culture, you know, and I'm just doing a live report. No. You don't get that free speech, Whitey, with the Trump cap on. Get out of here, cracker. And he literally could just move. He said, move! And then his friend or who knows comes over and knocks my hat off. But I'm the bad guy, Alex, but you'll never get to see that video because they will erase me off Facebook probably by the end of the day.
Yeah, because that's how it works. Because a Nazi collaborator who helped round up his fellow Jews, he overthrows countries. He kills people. He's a criminal. But here's it was even worse. It's all in the news that we doctored Acosta. He never touched her. He said, I never touched her. Total lie. We didn't doctor anything. We zoomed in on it. As the president said, but there's your real doctoring. There's your real doctoring right there.
And then the manipulation of reality to go and say you have to remove that channel off of Facebook so that you can't see the full video.
They're like, the dehumanization of the innocent black family is the most chilling hate we've ever seen. He makes them literally grovel in fear. Troyer, a known white supremacist commando. It's funny, though. At a certain level, man, these people are such flaming liars, dude. It is like, whoa. All I can say is, man. America's coming back. Move, bitch. Get out the way. Get out the way, bitch. Move out the way. You see them?
Wait, we need to do the remix with that.
I'm doing 100 on the highway. There goes cultural appropriation.
Because that guy says, move. Move. We need to do the remix.
Move about them TVs, bitch. Tell me that.
I said, move, Whitey. Move. Crack up.
Unbelievable brainwashing of the left. It's just so funny, man. The great thing is most black folks are cranking up. It's beautiful. We love them.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway.
I'm watching the midterms. Country is Mad Max Thunderdome.
This guy is like,
they're coming from Guatemala. They're coming from Mexico. There's a liberal mob that's coming.
Hey, you want a job? You want a job?
I'll leave this.
Yeah.
Supporting the president.
You ain't supporting.
Muslims. And you would think everybody in the country is just like to the bunker.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, I'm very, very thankful they survived. 12 others didn't. Alex Chadoff and Ali Chandra. Alex Chadoff is a 20-year-old college student. He attends California Lutheran University in Thousand Oaks, California, pursuing a degree in criminal justice. His girlfriend, Ali Chandra, is a 21-year-old college student. She attends Pierce College in Chatsworth, California, and she is pursuing a degree in business. They both were at the Thousand Oaks Club, California, during the recent nightmare shooting two nights ago. They are strong advocates of the Second Amendment, and they didn't want to be basically misrepresented, just like you saw at Parkland, which is a shooting that happened. I didn't say it didn't happen. I said out of 3,000 students, they picked four anti-gunners to go out and be the spokesperson for everybody. But we're very glad they survived. They join us. They're also very close to the death-like inferno. And California is a beautiful state and has a lot of great people in it. But also, it's got some hellish qualities to it, so they can report on that. Well, they'll also give us their take on ex-Marine with PTSD, posted on Instagram with a gun in one hand and a phone in the other as he killed 12 people at a country bar massacre, as it's revealed he was bullied for his lazy eye in high school. Oh, so then you go kill some innocent people. What? Well, this guy should have been in a mental institution. In fact, he'd been in one, reportedly. This is just horrible, ladies and gentlemen. But again, are they going to ban Instagram and other things like Facebook? Because, remember, it was the fault of Gab that the guy 4 minutes before he went into the Jewish temple and did that other horrible monster. Wow, this is incredible. So, Alex and Ali, thanks for your courage. Thanks for being here. Please tell us wherever you want to start here with your experience and what you want to say.
Well, thank you for having us, Alex. It means a lot to having us on. Do you want us to, like, tell our story about what happened?
Absolutely. I just want you, whatever you could, because you guys wanted to come on, and I'm glad you're here, and I have a tendency to run on myself, so just whatever it is you want to get out front, what happened that night, why you want to speak about the Second Amendment, just, I mean, you got the floor, both of you.
Absolutely, yeah. So what happened was we go to the bar is called the Borderline, and what it is there, it's like a country bar. So people go there to dance, people go there to line dance, people go there to two step, and it's just a place me and my girlfriend. Yeah, it's a place me and my girlfriend go every week on Wednesdays for our college night. And this Wednesday, we got there about 9 o'clock. And we were having a fine time. We were sitting over on the right side of the building, kind of by a DJ booth. And at about 11:20, we heard what was sounded like a table being knocked over. So we didn't think anything of it. But then it kept happening, and it sounded like balloons were popping, except way louder. And then we were like,
okay,
this is a gun. And so what we did was we went behind our DJ booth. Shots were ringing out. It was
The shots would not stop going.
It was maybe 20, 30 shots. And people were screaming, and we were just hiding. And then somebody took a...
someone got the fire extinguisher or a chair or something. Someone broke one window that was near us.
Mm-hmm.
So then we were like, okay, the gunman knows where we are. We have to get out.
So
we can't keep hiding.
Yeah, we jumped out the window.
We jumped out one of the windows, which was pretty high.
Yeah, it was a high window. There was a guy who jumped out and he was catching people.
He caught me and you.
Yeah, it was pretty.
My friend unfortunately didn't get caught.
Yeah, she suffered.
Wow.
She had to get some stitches. She ended up being fine.
She was fine. She didn't get caught. There was a lot of people getting thrown off balconies because there was no other escape because he was at the front entrance. So obviously, you need to find a way out some other way.
A guy punched a window just to get out.
Yeah.
And, so what we did was we jumped out the window.
And ran.
My arm was bleeding. I got cut from the window.
So this demon, it appeared, he came in and was shot the lady at the front, shot a bouncer, and then was trying to obviously block the exit so he could kill as many as possible.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry.
It was terrifying.
I could imagine. Wow. And 12 people killed, including this mentally ill monster. You know, I've said this. I think bars and big places, I don't think you can make it a law, but I think if people said there's a security fee, $1 per person or whatever, you should have 2 armed guards at any big bar or place. Just for any problems anyways. Yeah. I've got armed guards here. They're only $30 an hour, and then they're like really soldiers and people that have been in Blackwater, CIA, everything. $30 an hour. You can get really battle-hardened, good people with long track records, and they could just be at schools. They could be everywhere, and it's not very expensive at $30 an hour. People really but I'm digressing. What do you think should be done about this?
I feel like he knew it was a gun-free zone. He knew it was targeted at someone that we were completely defenseless. He probably knew that the security guards didn't have guns. So if he knew that people were armed in there, it would have been less of a chance of a shooting happening.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we have security guards there.
But he knew it was gun-free.
Yeah, it's a gun-free zone.
That he could have gone in there, and he has the upper hand. He has
exactly. I believe that there should have been security that were armed.
Sure, to anyone.
Even if people, I mean, one idea that we talked with somebody about was the idea of, like, if you have a carry permit, if you have the right to carry,
like a wristband.
Have a wristband.
So we know who's armed.
Yeah, Kate, we talked to Kate Bennett yesterday, and she talked about that with us. I thought it was a good idea.
And the left will go, but then you'd shoot people. No, the people with the concealed carry have the lowest crime rate. A crazy person isn't going to follow the law.
Exactly.
Well, let's pull back and expand on this, because they're blaming the Second Amendment as usual. We have people running over folks with cars, stabbing people everywhere, people poisoning people. This is a mental illness problem. You guys obviously talked to police. You've talked to other survivors. They're saying he did it because he had a lazy eye. People were mean to him in high school. Who knows if that's even true, because I don't really believe much comes out of the Daily Mail, quite frankly, because they've lied about me. Do you guys have any ideas? Was this guy like an involuntarily celibate? Because most of these shooters end up being incels, involuntarily celibate, are creepy, they have trouble picking up girls, and are mad at women. Have you heard any of that from anybody?
I don't know anything about that. The only thing I know was that he grew up in our town, which was Thousand Oaks.
Ah.
And I don't know anything about him.
Well, that lends credibility then that he was mad at his peers, and maybe a lot of his peers from high school he knew would be there.
It's possible. I'm not sure there.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Well, Allie, yeah, I know it's hard for you to talk about this, but when we come back, I'd like to just talk to you guys about what you want the world to know, because I know a lot of folks who are pro-Second Amendment, you see people being put on the news, are all anti-Second Amendment, so you can get the floor when we come back. And by the way, if people want to contact you further, you guys are both on Twitter, at, and your last name, at C-H-A-T-O-F-F, at chat off, so that's at sign the chat off, at the chat off, and Allie, your Twitter is at and then your name, Allie A-L-Y-S-S-U-H Nicole. We'll put that on screen for folks when we come back. Two of the survivors of this event of evil. It's not a gun event, it's an event of evil when we come back. Stay with us.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We have a fascinating guest. I mean, fascinating. I'm not going to even get into it. It is coming up next segment. But I have three daughters. I have a son. And I really worry about my son. But there's this genetic thing with men. Like, your son, you just can't help but not. I treat him great. But it just, you just, he's 16 now and I care about him. But you're tough on him. My daughters, though, I could not ever imagine some demon piece of crap killing them. And most of these guys are incels. In fact, everyone so far has been on serotonin reuptake inhibitors. Some of them have been in the military. Most of them are like, you know, black trench coats. They're like communists. They're Nazis. Whatever's dirty, they're into it. And then they're mad at girls that were mean to them. Now we learn he went to a psychiatrist right before, went on psychotropics. It's always the same. There's articles. Shrimp commits suicide from Prozac runoff. Put it on screen. I'm not kidding. Fox News. There's so much Prozac runoff in the water that fish aren't scared anymore and swim up to birds and are more aggressive. And it'll just start like a foot-long fish will start attacking a pelican. There it is. Shrimp on Prozac commit suicide. It gets rid of their inhibition. And it says on the serotonin reuptake inhibitor packaging, may make you commit suicide, may make you go psychotic and engage in mass murder. It actually says may make you murder people. And, of course, 2 days after, he's on psychotropics, he's at a psychiatrist, they took a mentally ill person. The military's not perfect. And I really think if somebody has these tendencies, they've got tests, folks. They know they shouldn't have got this guy in. He got out of boot camp. He melted down. A psychiatrist put him on drugs. Game over. That's my view. We have two survivors, Alex Chadoff and Ali Chandra, who were there. In the time we've got left, and as things develop, I'd like to invite you back on here or some of the other broadcasts. Second Amendment, what we know about this guy, the background. What else do you want to impart to the audience other than thank God you're alive and as survivors, what you'd like the world to know?
I mean, I feel like this could have been very preventable. I mean, we talked a little bit about this before the break, but like, literally one person just by the door or had a gun on them could have stopped this immediately. Because, I mean, like, it took 6 minutes for the sheriffs to arrive. And in those 6 minutes, a lot can happen. And I feel like it just, this could be totally preventable. That's why it makes me so angry. And even if it wasn't a security guard, like, somebody was, just with a gun. Like, it was a gun-free zone. And it was just unsafe.
Allie, I saw you seconding what your boyfriend Alex was saying. I mean, it's always like the Pulse nightclub guy. All these people, the psycho who was protected over and over again in Florida at Parkland, they had this leftist program where he'd been convicted of all these different crimes. They just let him go, and he was making death threats. He was known as the school shooter, and then he was still allowed to do it, and then the police stood down. I mean, it's pretty obvious. They target gun-free zones.
Exactly. He knew that we were defenseless. He knew that he had the upper hand. And I feel like if there are more places where people knew that people were armed, where, like, a murderer wouldn't want to go there because he knew he would also be in danger as well.
Well, I'll tell you, when I go to a big movie theater now on a Friday night or something with my family, I feel good when I see a couple cops in there. And I know they're getting paid $30 an hour, and that's great. They're great people, and they're trained. They're professional. 99% of the time, they take action when there's a shooter. But the left and people scared of concealed carries, you never see concealed carry people going and doing a mass murder. Because by very logic, they go follow the law. They go take the test. They want to protect themselves. Criminals and nuts aren't going to go do that.
Exactly.
People are so scared and saying guns kill people. It's people kill people.
I know, crazy people. People that, like the shooter, were out of their minds.
Well, did you ever see my Piers Morgan where I said, don't ban guns, ban suicide mass murder pills?
Yeah, exactly. I agree with that. Yeah.
We're going to tag part of the interview on the end of this interview when we upload it to InfoWars.com. We can't do it on YouTube and everywhere else because we're evil. We're banned. Just talking to you makes me more upset, though, because, like I said, I don't know if you have sisters, Alex, but it's just this thing, obviously, for brothers and fathers and things about their girlfriends, their mothers, their sisters. I mean, it's just that there's these type of people. One thing that men will kill men for no reason, that's bad. But men that kill women, like even the worst gangsters didn't used to kill women. But suddenly, all over the world, from Islam to, it's just free reign to kill women. What the hell happened to men?
Exactly. I don't know. Because, I mean, like, most shooters are men, which I think is interesting. But I'm not sure. I don't know what the... I don't know what we'll talk about.
Well, he's got a... Have you heard of the involuntarily celibate movement? And everyone so far... This guy's the latest. We don't know yet with him. But now psychiatrist, drugs, that part's been different. Every one of them's mad that girls wouldn't go out with them because they were creepy or whatever.
Mm.
And it's just... Okay. It's not the girls' fault. These dudes are creepy. I mean, they're probably mentally ill from genetically, or from the chemicals. They're all kind of a form of autism is what I'm saying.
Yeah. I mean, like, I don't know if this guy was something after specifically, but it does make sense. It's, I know there's things coming out that said that he was bullied and everything like that, but I'm not sure if that's why he did it or if it was literally the dude was insane.
Well, let's think about this. Millions of people die a year in cars, hundreds of thousands in the U.S. either die or get seriously injured. We don't say, oh, take cars away, even though it's a deadly weapon. It's that there's a certain profile of a certain scumbag, and I'm not trying to be mean to white people, but when profile fits, they're mainly white males who are wearing black trench coats that women have refused because they're creepy, and they go do this for I guess they want to commit suicide and go out with a bang.
Exactly. And I don't know the mindset, and I don't understand the mindset of somebody that can do that, especially to just kids. It was 18 to 23 years.
Yeah, he knew that it was young kids. That every one day, he just knew.
Yeah, like
we
go there every
thing. It's a selfish. It's like the fairy tale where, Sleeping Beauty, the witch isn't invited to the party, so she... puts the princess into a trance. I mean, it's these people, and it's just scary. Well, I appreciate you both. I'm glad you're both alive, obviously. Did you lose any friends or get any friends wounded?
People that we knew at the bar, but we lost Stepping Beauty too.
Well, if the bar reopens, I hope they have like an extra dollar cover charge and put some armed bodyguards. And I mean, it's real simple. You got a place with this pretty big place where like 500, 1,000 people come. You better have some armed people there, dude.
Yeah, it's actually
the max capacity is about 300 people.
Yeah, it's not as big. Yeah, it's not as big as you think.
But still, it's a large group.
Of people. Like there was a lot of people there. Right? There was maybe.
Yeah, if you charge each person an extra dollar cover charge, you could easily, with no cost to the place or no loss, have two armed off-duty police there.
Yeah, no, it's like $5 to get in on these nights.
Yeah, it's super cheap to get in, so one extra
dollar. Yeah, well, they dropped the ball there because you want cops there anyways, because that way there's any problems with bouncers and stuff, it all gets cleared up. Very stupid. Any venue of that size or bigger must have off-duty police at it. It's just it's a no-brainer. That way if there's a police incident, the police already know the cops that are there. Just an absolute no-brainer. I'm glad you guys are alive. Obviously, God bless you. Thanks for coming on and talking about the Second Amendment. And any new developments, contact the producer and let me get back on, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you, Alex.
Thank you, guys. Amazing. All right. Speaking of amazing, we've got another amazing guest coming up straight ahead. This is the InfoWar, the number one banned broadcast in the world. For a reason.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth.
InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Chaos is hanging around. You're watching us live at InfoWars.com/show. Put that back up. That's incredible. That is Los Angeles and other areas with a red sun under smoke. And the fires just get worse and worse. The fires get more insane. You know, one way Hollywood gets you to sell out is you don't know you're selling out. And so I was in a few movies while I've been trying to be in them. And then they wanted me to do all these TV shows. And then they wanted me to and, you know, engaged in all this activity. But then it got down to the wire, and it was like, no, you're going to have your own TV show. And she turned down the big national radio show, which I did anyways. But you're not going to talk about the New World Order anymore, and we're going to tell you what to say. And I'm sitting there with butlers outdoors at a big estate in the middle of the Hollywood Hills, famous estate, with top Hollywood producers and lawyers, like the top of Hollywood. Steven Spielberg wasn't there, but that was about it. And there's ashes raining down on me. And I've been there about a year before, and the same crap was happening. And I'm looking out over the hills, and about 2 miles away, there's giant fires. And ashes are falling in my food. And I made a decision right there. I said, this is a waste of time. I'm not going to do what they want anyways. Now they've been clear. I'm never coming back here. And I've been back once to be on Joe Rogan's show. And then once I went to Southern California to do a speech, and I drove up to L.A. And about 2 years ago and regretted that as well. It turned into a fiasco. But it's like hell on earth, ladies and gentlemen. And that's what wants to run America and run the world. And the whole thing is collapsing into the rest of the U.S. And if we accept the poison when it gets here, because I'm going to put T-shirts out that say, don't California my Texas, or don't California my America, because it's got to be done. A lot of Californians are great people, but the ones leaving seem to be the worst. So I'm going to stop right there. Just briefly, because we won't be here if we don't plug. We had the biggest sale we've ever had because they're trying to take our payment processors and shut us down, as you see in the news. They took 5 of our 6 processors. We were down to 1. I got some backups and got contracts now, but you never know. And the harassment is just intensifying by Soros. It's in the news. We just covered it last hour. So I needed to sell out all the Christmas stock, the Black Friday stock, 3 sales stock. I wanted to sell it out. And the sale was so good, we sold a lot of the stock. Then I said, well, get rid of the sale. Get rid of the sale. And I mean, sales went to where, you know, we will not be here in 6 months a year at the current sales rate. So it's a catch-22. I sold a ton of stock but didn't make a ton of money off of it to fund the operation and to try to expand. If you're not expanding, you're contracting. So when I talk about this, folks, who's under attack like us? Trump, and that's it. And it's because this audience and this show built the launch pad and launched the new renaissance, the 1776 option. And it was all because I believed in the people. And I believed that if you're going to have this worldwide tyranny based on austerity and based on the end of the family and the end of human-based systems, that if we promoted the greatest expression of human will and goodness, the Renaissance, and if we relaunched that, people would choose that over the tyranny of the New World Order. Was not a really hard equation, but we worked hard. We did it. We got probably 8-9 billion views, you know, total on YouTube, billions on Facebook. We, you know, hundreds of radio stations across the country. UKIP helped get launched in its modern form by us. The head of UKIP said that. The founder said, no, we literally half our base is you. Thank you. It's not bragging. It's saying we were the right people at the right time when the internet developed, when the enemy was arrogant to tell what was happening. So now globalism, New World Order, One World Government, that's a household word. People know what's happening. And all the world nationalists are winning. But now we're slated for destruction because you and I, all of us together, the InfoWars family, you relaunched what's happening now. This is epic. But now we're slated for destruction. And that's why if a larger portion of the audience would just go get some T-shirts or get some great supplements, they're already amazing. They're already great. I can't discount everything because a bunch of stuff's almost sold out. A bunch of stuff that did come in that we have enough of, I can give you 67% off the Silver Bullet. I make like $3 on that. The X3 is way better than X2. It's all 3 types of iodized, the next level. 50% off free shipping. I make like $10 on that. I need to have funding. 57% off Super Male Super Female Vitality. That's so expensive to make because it's cold press and it really works well for libido, stamina, energy. I just can't deal with it, though. So I can go with a pill form. It's 3 times stronger. It's not cold press, but it has the same effect. It costs me less. That's what we're going to have for you. I have to operate. I have to fund things. I don't think it's lowering of quality. It's just that it's so esoteric and weird to do that I'm just done with it. People love it, and it works great. This is the end of that. It's 57% off. I've got to get it out of here, so I've got 6 months of funding in case they shut me down. They got CNN trucks driving around. And we went and found out who you know, obviously, we got the plates checked. And I don't know what they're planning, but it ain't good, okay? When I leave here, there'll be two chase cars following me. I don't know what the hell's going on. Sometimes helicopters. So the point is that we need to get funds in right now. These are great products. You need them. Get a T-shirt. Get a book. Get a water filter. Alexa Pure is the best deal ever. InfoWarsStore.com. Okay. I could have our next guest on for 10 hours. And we'll do 3 minutes here, 10 minutes, and then 5 minutes the next hour. And then Nick Begas is taking over, and I'm not going to cut into his time. But I just want to introduce this guy to people because I hardly ever look at YouTube anymore, but I wanted to go see if one of the videos I'd done was on there so we can link to that and drive up the algorithm and, you know, try to get it out to people. And so I was searching my gay frog satire video, and it just popped up in my feed, the Blackpilled. It's blackpilled.com. It popped up. So I watched like five of the videos, and I ended up airing some of them last Saturday. And the guy's away with words, the way he laid things out, the way that by the end of the video, I knew where he was going to be going. And it was that, you know, real experience where, like reading C.S. Lewis or something, or just a good writer, where you don't know what he's talking about at first, but by the middle, you get a good idea. By the end, you're totally synced with his thinking. It's not just that you're synced. It's because he's synced with the truth, and you recognize it by the end. And so I don't know where to start with him. I want to introduce him to the audience. I want to get him on as a routine guest. I just want to get his take. We haven't talked before he came on about where he sees the world right now. And I almost didn't even want to get him on because, you know, we give somebody extra attention. He's already very popular. 50, 60, 100 million views. I don't know. 150,000 subscribers on YouTube. But it doesn't matter. We can't be shrieking violence. We got to give attention to what is really good. Like Tucker Carlson, I see as being very strong, very pure, very clean, very truthful, very special. And I think that blackpilled.com is as well. And so joining us is Devon Stack. Devon, great job with your videos. I am really addicted, so we salute you, my friend.
Oh, thanks for having me. And it's Devon.
See, Devon. I don't know you. See, I'm teleprompter free, so we'll start over. It's Devon Stack joining us. So, I saw your stuff this weekend. I know you've been around for years, but really impressive stuff.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I've been doing videos since before the election. I was really trying to make sure Hillary didn't get into office, like a lot of people, I think, on the right. And, you know, we succeeded at that. And now I'm trying to go further and kind of really analyze I think the average person doesn't have a good window into the minds of a lot of these sociopaths that are in the ruling class because, the average person's not a sociopath. A lot of people also have a hard time spotting the propaganda that kind of permeates and saturates all the stuff coming out of Hollywood and even places you wouldn't expect, you know, in advertisements even. And so I like to try to dissect, you know, whether it's movies and, you know, films that go back. I did a video recently where they were promoting divorce in the 1960s. A lot of people don't realize how far back this goes. So just trying to do my part and trying to preserve Western civilization. I feel like in a lot of ways we're on the last legs. And if we don't get this, we don't wake people up and get this fixed soon, you know, there's not going to be anything left to preserve. So
I totally agree with you, but I want to talk to him about you because you're interesting, Mr. Stack. Devon Stack's here with us, blackpilled.com. Because I watched five of your videos Saturday. I watched six or seven more since then. I've had my children watch them. And I just think you're doing something special. And I want to recognize that in front of everybody right now. We'll be right back.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
QAnon and BitConnect. That was one of the videos he did I watched last Saturday. It's blackpill.com. The site is down to the massive traffic, which is why I say we should put up the YouTube channel, Blackpilled, so people can find that. Going back here to Devin Stack of blackpill.com. Devin, you're a humble guy, but your videos are all out of the park, not just the cinematography, not just the way you do the graphics. What you say is just, I watched now probably 10 of the videos, and I couldn't find any fault, and you were able to do things subtly that I kind of do with like a bull in a china shop. So let's start with QAnon and BitConnect, because I'm not going to get into inside baseball, but I've been offered $1 million a month, $500,000 a month, you name it, which would actually fund us and help us and fix the problem we have. But it was always, I thought, a pump and dump for different companies and different groups. And obviously, I was approached by BitConnect people. And I just said, listen, I've never gotten involved when Max Kaiser gave me a bunch of Bitcoin. I believe in cryptocurrency. I know it's the future. I know the Federal Reserve is already its own fake currency. So I don't have a digital thing we all agree on. I get tally sticks and, 800 years ago in the history of money and all the rest of it and the private Federal Reserve. But then when it's like it's this secret bot and it's loving and just keep your money in here, I was like, Ponzi scheme, I'm not doing it. People are like, listen, just take the money. So I don't talk to any of these people. I don't do it. Some of the networks I've been on have taken some of these ads. And I said, I'm leaving if you do that. Because I'll tell people buy great vitamins or minerals or water filters. I know they work damn well and it funds their operation and I'm using them. But I can't walk somebody into something that I'm not sure I'd give to my kids. It's like Tony Montana says, no women, no kids. I'll kill them, but no women, no kids. It's like I've got rules here, and other people don't. You lay it out so beautifully in that video, so because I'll take over, as you know. You've got the floor. Talk about that. Talk about QAnon, because you just put that last video out a few weeks ago. I saw, man, the Sessions thing, does that not put the cherry on top of what you said? And then QAnon saying, I'm going to be arrested. I'm this evil person. I can tell you, that's pure horse manure, obviously. So you really did the best job, I thought, subtly with QAnon by exposing BitConnect and just saying, oh, I'm going to now cover QAnon, but I guess I just did.
Yeah, well, I think the biggest concern I had when QAnon first popped up on the scene, I noticed a lot of people talking about him, and it wasn't so much that I disagreed with everything QAnon was saying. My fear was, just like with BitConnect, so BitConnect, as you described it, it was basically a Ponzi scheme. And when a lot of people invested their money into BitConnect, and then it ended up like every Ponzi scheme, but it eventually failed, it turned a lot of people off to cryptocurrency just in general. So it was really the only people that ended up benefiting were the people at the top of the pyramid scheme. And it really hurt the market. And of course it imploded right around the same time the whole market bubble popped and it was a huge mess. And so my fear was that we were going to basically see the same kind of a thing with QAnon, where people were going to put their hopes and dreams into this anonymous poster. And then if a day ever came, like the other day when Sessions got fired, where it became pretty obvious that this was all a hoax, then they would all of a sudden disregard everything, all the research they may have done. They might think, oh, well, if this was a lie, then it's all a lie. I'm going to go right back to watching CNN and MSNBC, and it was going to actually do more damage than good. I think whoever came up with it, their initial intentions might have been good.
I know who they are.
Let's try to get people. Well, and there's that microchip guy, and I don't know 100% who's running it now, but it's like it's doing more damage than good now, and it seemed like enough was enough, and so I had to make that metaphor, like or use the parable really of, here's what happened with BitConnect. And this is what's going to happen when QAnon collapses. And honestly, I've seen a lot of that already. I've seen people who are losing hope, who are, despite my name, I'm not completely blackpilled about the future, but there are people that are really blackpilled now because of their experience with QAnon.
Well, where'd you get the term blackpilled? What's that mean?
So blackpilled, it means different things to different people, but pretty much it means like red-pilled. Well, let me put it this way. Black pilled is like you've had too many red pills, where it seems like it's a little overwhelming. It's a little too much. And
so I think it's fair to say I've been black pilled.
Right. Well, yeah. And honestly, I'm not black pilled in terms of there's no possible way for a future for me and my children. But I'm definitely black pilled in terms of I don't see America ever really, at least not on its current track.
No, I totally agree. Unless people break with a psychic political virus that the globalists and WikiLeaks admit is meant to bring us down and destroy us and steal our prosperity, because the globalists don't want the general public demanding prosperity, which we could have into 1,000 star systems immediately. They want to psychically and politically poison us so we roll over and die. So I agree. Unless people it's so obvious when you know this that you're right. It's a very bleak future. And then Trump like this flamethrower of truth. Once you know all this stuff, you know what he's doing. And it's like, God, they're not taking their lifeboats. It's like so obvious. Sorry, I'm ranting.
No, you're right. The problem is there's really what we need is to have something that brings everyone together. The problem with the right now is and there's some benefits to this. Rather
so I get
than
it. The left is creating division, so we have to use division to counter, because that's how the primitive programming works, and Trump wants to get out of that process. He said that, but what is he supposed to do when people are so dumb, they're using primitive programming on people? He goes, yes, we're all together, but they're being racist, so primitive come together. What is he supposed to do?
Well, I just think the right in general needs to focus maybe somewhat on in real life activism.
I agree.
The problem is the left.
The right wing needs to engage in a third dimension invasion.
Well, and we need funding. A lot of it's tough because they've got George Soros, and quite frankly, the right threatens billionaires. So what billionaire is going to want to fund a movement?
Because he feels like he's part of the establishment, even though he will be destroyed by the system. He wants 15 Ferraris instead of stepping into the game. He got there by playing it safe. So he's going to go, oh, yeah, I'm glad Alex Jones or Black Pill's there, but they're not really committed.
Yeah, there's not enough people on the right that, I mean, there's obviously the usual suspects that are going to fund the neocon type stuff, but there's no one on the right that really wants to have any kind of a libertarian style America that's funding us, that's not very controlled, you know? And that's the thing, too, is once you accept the money, now all of a sudden you have to accept whatever platform. There's no one that's willing to just fund organizations and help us exist. So it's really, it's tough. It's tough as a YouTuber, you know. And
well, Devin, to be clear, somebody like Matt Drudge with one of the biggest sites in the world, you know, traffic is funding. So he's there. Trump's there behind the scenes. There are some groups. You're right. The Mercers, the Kochs, their establishment. It's all control paradigm crap.
Well, and they're demonetizing, you know, they demonetize, I'd say, at least about 80% of my videos. I do have some Patreon people that's really helpful. And in a way, it's good because it's going to force people on the right to kind of be more creative and explore other options.
Yeah, what you're saying is you're willing to work your ass off and reach millions of people. You just need to have your uniform and your information warfare weapon and food in your backpack.
Right. Right. And that the cool thing is, though, in a way, though, it's forcing us to be better while at the same time it's making the left lazy and stupid, because they don't have to work within these constraints. So
no, it's very Nietzschean. Here's the deal. They made a calculation to ban me. It only made us bigger in many ways. Little people banning them destroys them because they think they're done. They don't do their own thing. It makes them stronger, actually. But because we know that rule, they are really freaking out right now. But I agree with what you're saying.
Well, and another thing that I don't think they've really taken into consideration is if there's anything that brings people together, it's persecution. And the censorship that, you know, you've experienced, probably one of the most extreme cases right now, but the censorship that's pretty much, I mean, it's far and wide on the right. I've had videos, they recently sent me an email, I forget which video it is off the top of my head, but they said, this doesn't violate our terms of service or our guidelines, but we're going to age restrict it anyway because we want to. Like, they literally say in the email, it doesn't violate our terms of service.
They've gone from acting with us like, oh, there's this reason or that, now they just go, you're gone, because we challenge these people.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.